Okay.
Okay, earlier on this evening, we were mobilised to a flat on fire on the 15th floor of the tower block behind us. When the crews attended, they were faced with a very well-developed fire on the 15th floor, which subsequently spread to a second flat. Mm-hmm. Our standard operational procedures to deal with an incident like this is to set up what we call a bridgehead two floors below the fire floor. And what that is, that's where the firefighters will assemble at that point and use that, if you like, as a staging point to then use the engineered measures within the building, if you like. So there's a dry riser, so a rising main that runs up through a firefighting shaft within the building, which is protected, if you like. So we can then run our attack lines, so our hose lines out from the closest floor we can get to the fire, preferably on the fire floor if we can, albeit we're not in these circumstances, we are two floors below. Mm-hmm. What that then allows us to do is to attack the fire from a position, if you like, of relative safety. So there's a firefighting lobby on each floor, and the way it's designed is it allows residents to remain in their flats, and that's what we've done, is allowed the majority of the residents have managed to stay where they are. We're fortunate in so much as the fire is on the 15th floor, so it's on the top floor. So, if you like, the risk to people, but there is no one above the fire, if you like, clearly had it been on the 7th floor, then the people up above would have been... the smoke logging would have been more severe than what it was, although we did have there was smoke logging on the floors, certainly from the 10th floor up to the 15th floor. But we advise residents to stay where they are in the flats. We did evacuate a small number of residents who were in some distress. The majority of people have been able to remain in the flats. We have not switched out the utilities, so the electric and the gas, to the whole tower block. What we've done instead was just isolate the affected flats themselves, so that causes much less disruption to the residents. The fire is we've extinguished the main body of the fire, and if I can just describe that, just any fire in a high-rise flat is potentially far more challenging than a fire, say, in a conventional two up, two down, if you like. The reason being is the wind conditions up on the 15th floor are significantly different than what they are down here. And you can get a phenomena called a wind-driven fire, which is exactly what it is what the name suggests. So the firefighters trying to attack that fire are faced with a wall of flame, if you like. So we need to have sufficient firefighting media in place. So we need to have sufficient what we term tactical flow rate. So we need to be able to attack the fire with sufficient amounts of water. So that has to be put in place. There are crews trained for that and do that very quickly, which is what they did. Which, in essence, they've probably saved two of the four flats on the top floors.
What's the damage like?
Well, you can see behind you there, if you look up to the building there, the flats, these two flats here, so like there's four flats on the penthouse. So the two flats here on the, if you like, on the Lodge Lane side of the building are, they're very severely damaged. The flats on the other side are, I think we've probably managed to save them.
How many firefighters have you had?
We've got 12
today?
Fire engines. So that's about 60 firefighters.
Okay,
maybe some they're there or thereabouts.
And been told that one person's been taken to hospital, is that okay?
So, to the best of my knowledge, North West Ambulance Service have only taken one person to hospital. My understanding is that that is with minor injuries, that's precautionary. We are in the process now with our colleagues from the police of accounting for everybody in the building. And that's something that we will do that over the course of the remainder of the operation.
Do you know how many people were in the building at the time? Is it?
I believe I think the occupancy is in the order of 60 to 80 people that live in the building. Not absolutely certain. That information is from the information that we gather, as a precursor to
Just finally, any word on the cause of the fire? Is it too early?
That will be under investigation. We do have a member of our incident investigation team is here at the fire, and he will commence his fire investigation as soon as it's safe to do so.